reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite, Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the pleasure to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa. So, as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you both to introduce yourself very briefly. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And yes, my name is Mustafa. I'm a student here and I'm studying in Hoza. I'm studying psychology and originally I'm from Pakistan, but I've lived in different countries.
I am Bita and I'm a student in Tehran University and I'm studying medicine actually. And that's it.
Welcome, both of you. Welcome to your very studio. So there are some times that are some special days out there in our lives, which are so difficult sometimes to cope up with. And it's, I guess, birthdays. I don't know if you have the same feelings or not, but for me, it's a weird day.
It is.
So odd, so weird.
It is so dark, sad.
Why?
It feels like I feel like depressed. And
I don't know. What's wrong with you guys?
I go deep
in my
thoughts.
Do you see it so bright and so...
I don't see it as any different from any other day.
It's your birthday.
No, that was the day you were born
so
into
what?
This world.
So what?
So it was the start of everything that you were going through.
Yeah.
It was the starting point.
But what's a day? I mean, it's just the sun, like the earth revolving around the sun. You know what I mean? Like, it's nothing. It's just like, it's just how we measure.
No. There's the thing. See, there might have been no day like that.
What do you mean? Of course. I mean, it's just like any other day.
No.
Other babies are being born and you were born.
It's not only about things or something.
The thinking of the fact that maybe... this day could have not existed at all.
Yeah. This is really
I don't know what you mean. But I think the reason why some people get depressed is because they feel like they're getting older. Okay? That's the real problem here. It's not that... it's just like when your birthday hits, it's just like, oh, now we're like 1 year older now. You know?
Yeah,
now your life
is
like 1 year...
It's more of an existential crisis than of just, okay, I'm older. No, being old is the natural way of life.
Exactly.
So getting old is nothing. But then thinking about the fact that, okay, I might have not existed from the very first point, which is today.
Yeah.
But still, I have been created and brought up into this world. So this is a little bit of complicated.
It is. And, you know, in my birthday, I always think about a goal of my life and what am I doing with this life?
Exactly.
What am I
yeah.
going to do and so on? And these sort of things. And the mere fact that this birthday, for example, I am 1 year closer to death, actually doesn't bother me so much. It's something natural.
See, let me tell you something. It's not your birthday that would define, okay, you're closer now to death. Right now that I'm just talking
exactly.
to you,
yeah.
exactly
I'm getting
I'm
closer to death.
Exactly
okay,
what I'm saying.
That day is a reminder. It's like an anniversary.
See,
I would agree to the point where you said that, okay, what am I going to do with my life and what have I done to
yeah,
my
yeah,
life?
Yeah.
This point is more crucial and more important. When my birthday comes, thinking about these existential things, that what have I done with the time, with the chances that God has given me? What have I done with all the things that all the opportunities that I
yeah.
had?
But, you know, as a believer, we're told we should be thinking about this on a daily basis, right? We should be thinking about how our today should be better than our yesterday.
Trust me, we do. But in that special day, it's like...
the problem is you're now doing it on a yearly basis, right? Almost. You're saying, oh, no, now, like, it's our birthday. So now we sort of sit down. I'm not saying you. I'm saying, like, a lot of people, that's what they do.
I know what you mean.
Like, they don't do it on a daily basis. And finally, now that 1 year's gone by... it's the same thing on New Year's, for example, for a lot of people,
yeah.
in, you know, in other
yeah.
cultures. Like when New Year's arrived, they start now looking back at the previous
year. And the resolutions we had the previous year.
Yeah, yeah. So what I'm saying, the solution to that is to do it on a daily basis. Don't do it on like a yearly basis. Of course, you're going to be depressed if you're going to do it on a yearly basis only.
Yeah, of course. But then still, you know, even if you do it every day, Then every night you're going to feel so depressed because you're just thinking about, okay, well, today is gone and I no longer have the opportunity of today.
Well, I'm saying, well, now that you have today, right? And if you're doing it on a daily or, for example, on a more, not necessarily daily, but on a more frequent basis, when that birthday comes around, you'll see that you've made so much improvement over that 1 year and you won't feel depressed.
Yeah.
That's the idea, that if you're making progress in, and you're improving every sort of, as your life goes on, like I sort of sometimes, you know, we have to look at people that are really old in my view and take lessons from them, right? So take someone who's like maybe 70 or 80 years old, who's much older than us, and look at their life. Sometimes you'll find people that are extremely healthy. They're like doing splits in their 80s, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll find like people that are in a really bad situation. And that could be due to many reasons, of course.
Yes.
That could be out of somebody's control. But what I'm saying, what is in our control is to try and build a better future for
exactly,
ourselves.
Exactly, yeah.
Actually,
it feels like we have to go for a break.
Oh
so
my God.
Let's just go for that and then we'd come back with the birthdays.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
IRB English Radio, Back to Reality. It is welcome back. Well, we're still talking about the very odd feeling of birthdays and why do some people go through traumas in their birthdays. And even in some countries, the rate of suicide would go upper when they consider the birthday, the background of those people, and then they see it was their birthday. As just you both mentioned, maybe the fact that we do not go through a daily judgment of whatever we have done through a day would lead us to a more depressed sort of thinking,
you know,
of whatever we have done throughout the year.
Actually, I have a disagreement on this method. That
you have a what?
Yeah,
this method
that you mentioned. I'm an overthinker, and as an overthinker, I cannot do it every day. And my method of focusing on everything I'm doing is to just not think about it, just do it. And this is the way I'm dealing with my life, okay? So, and because of that, I just need some triggers, some little reminders throughout a whole year. Mm. Just in order to think about these things. And I need to stop myself to go deep into these kind of things.
Yeah. It's an interesting idea. I mean, what I would say is that, for example, what we have, for example, from what some of our sayings from my moms, is that, for example, a believer does, you know, accounting of his deeds every night before he sleeps, right? Now, nobody's saying that you should do it to a point where it's like causing you issues in the sense that, you know, that you're overthinking it. You know, nobody's saying that you need to do it hours and hours and hours. The idea is that just you take out a little bit of time in your day to ponder, to think about, for example, life and what you're going through. Not just only on your birthday or on, for example, on your anniversary or whatever day that is of the year.
Actually, I prefer to choose a goal for myself and think about it in a kind of limited period of my life and then focus on doing and going practically through that process.
Oh, so you mean that
there's no conflict on a special day
you set the goals for your year, for example,
or for
a month or for a week or whatever?
It's a bit cliche, but I do.
And then at the end of that span of time, you start counting whatever you have done.
Exactly.
So that's your method.
But then
you say we have to do it every...
No, you don't have to do it daily.
Yeah.
But as long as it's your method
it's
works
better.
For you,
yeah.
And then when your birthday comes out and you're not feeling that, you know, if you're still
it's
having those feelings, that means
so
it's not working.
So we are different individuals. I guess that differs from one person to another.
For sure.
Still, the main question is that, why for some people...
Becomes suicidal?
Birthday becomes such a depressing day.
Unfortunately, I'm sure for those people, they've had a difficult life. Anybody who commits suicide, you know, that's not like, it's not a light thing. It's a very serious thing. And normally it's not just their birthday. They're mentally sick many times, most of the time, if not like 99% of the time. So it's the life they've lived, I think. And unfortunately, that's the problem, I think. Birthdays have become this sort of cultural symbol, right? The way they're celebrated, people are having parties and they're having like, you know, crazy cakes and, you know,
which I don't understand at all.
I don't think it should be made into that big of a day.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be this cultural sort of symbol of our life. A lot of people that commit suicide on birthdays is because they're lonely.
Yeah. Right?
They're alone. They don't have a social life. They don't have a family life. They don't have, I think one of the countries that you, I don't know if you mentioned this, but it was Japan, which is one of the highest suicide rates on birthdays, for example. If you look at Japanese society and culture, they're very lonely people. They don't get married. They don't have very good family lives.
They're isolated individuals.
Yeah, so there's a lot more than just the birthdays. Birthdays are just like the accumulation
of reason.
All that. Yeah, it's like the trigger.
It's just an excuse.
Yeah. So what is my value? What is the intention of me being here and these people? Then there is no difference between me being here and not being here. And they will go on, and after the time that I will be dead, they will eat their food, they will drink, they will
exactly.
go to bathroom.
Life would go on.
Whatever. Life goes on. And this is the main point, I think, that will triggers people, that will trigger people into suicidal thoughts. But the point that my brother mentioned, that these people have actually some serious problems. It doesn't matter whether on their birthdays or their routine days, they have some problems. They have some difficulties.
Yeah. And so the problems are just more than just a day.
Exactly.
It's so, deeper than that. It's maybe some mental issues and trauma. Yeah. So we have to go and deep the reasons behind that. There was a story by Edgar Allan Poe, which was called The Mask of the Red Death. It's a very beautiful story for everyone who hasn't been through that story. I would highly recommend that because it gives you a lot of ideas upon life. And there was a mansion, a big mansion, in which there existed many rooms. Each room symbolized each phase of your life. One room was painted in green, and that pretty much naturally represents your youth. And then another room with the color red, which represents your youth, the time in which you're so energetic and you have so much of enthusiasm for life. And another one in black, which seems the last part of your life, the last phase, which is death and whatever. And then there was a clock in that mansion. Every time that clock started ticking so heavily, as a result, all the people who were in that mansion, by the way, there was a party in that house. So it's like Earth and all the people are having a party in this world. And then every time that clock started hitting, it was a moment in which all the people in this mansion started silent. They stopped doing anything, as if you're going to ponder upon whatever that happens in life. It was symbolized as the event in which somebody dies, and then we all go through a pondering phase, and we start thinking about our own death. Yeah. So maybe that could be applied to birthdays as well. Maybe the birthdays are just like those clocks that were ticking in that mansion.
Nice example.
It just makes us think more about our death, about what we have done, what we are going to do with our life, or what is going to happen after there is no more of my birthday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. But that story that birthdays are depressing side, I think we have to change this actual problem into opportunity.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
If birthdays are depressing for you, then choose these days as some, I don't know, new start, as some days that you are planning for the rest of your life.
I would say that human beings are, as individuals, each one of us has got too much of weaknesses, has got too much of scars in our soul, and we're beautiful with these things because that's the thing that makes me unique. That's the thing that makes me different from you, from every single person in this world. There's only one edition of me in this world.
Yeah.
So this is an interesting thing to think about. Instead of focusing on the dark parts, we can look at it from this perspective. With all the problems that I have, with all the weaknesses that I have, with all the scars that I've been through, still, there's only one of me in this world. So still, there's a hope for you to think optimistically about whatever that is going to happen and that is going to be done by you in
exactly.
this life. See the things as they are and do not add too much of spice to everything. Yeah, that was all. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. يا ربي لدي أمار عزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك لتصي ديلعتك وانسكت